It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015, and you are listening to The Kickabout. The Kickabout is the Nationals podcast focusing on football in the UAE, and it is part of the Extra Time series. I am your host, Paul Freeland. We've had two rounds of Arabian Gulf League matches since we last spoke with you. February 4th, we had a full match day. Al Wada winning 1-0 at Kalba. Nasser and Banyas drawing 0-0. Jazeera beating Ajman 3-1. Al Ahly beating Sharjah 2-0. Fujairah winning 2-1 at Emirates. And Al Dhafra beating Al Wasl 3-1 in a bit of a surprise. And then Al Ain beating Al Shabab 2-1. And then just this past week, it was Banyas 1-0 over Kalba. Jazeera winning 3-1 at Fujairah. Wada and Emirates drawing 2-2 in the dramatic match of the round with Hamdan Al-Kamali staking Al-Wada to a 2-0 lead and new signing Alexandro scoring twice in second-half stoppage time for Emirates. And we'll get back to that match because it is important. And then Al-Shabaab beat Al-Ahli 1-0 in a Dubai derby. Nasser won 2-0 at Sharjah. Ajman and Dhafra drew 1-1. And Al Ain won 1-0 at Al Wasl. But let's start with the news out of Al Thanayan Stadium, just down the road here, just down the road from National Towers. Al Wada dismissed coach Jose Pizarro on Tuesday in a move that was curious at best and maybe even counterproductive, not least because they have a one-leg Asian Champions League playoff against Al Saad of Qatar next week. Ahmed Al Rumaithi, the chairman of Wada's board of directors, said that the team was on the decline in the last two matches and not heading in the right direction. Now, it's true that a 1-0 win against relegation certainties Al Kalba and letting a two-goal lead slip in stoppage time to draw 2-2 at home with Emirates, that is disappointing, but it's also worth remembering what Pizarro had achieved since arriving at Wada in November 2013. They were languishing in mid-table then, but they surged to finish a very respectable second last season to Al Ahly, and their third midway through this season, putting together a 20-match unbeaten run in league play along the way. Now, strange as it is to see a side with 8 wins, 5 draws, and 2 losses in 15 games changing coaches, that is Al Wada's lot right now. You have to wonder if Pizarro's resistance to signing Tim Cahill played any role in his dismissal. Now, during the Asian Cup, perhaps not coincidentally, right before the UAE and Australia were to play in the Asian Cup semifinals, Wada club officials were enthusiastic about signing the New York Red Bulls star there were plenty of suggestions that he wanted to get out of Major League Soccer. But Pizarro, he didn't sound interested. He wanted to stick with his foreign quartet of Sebastian Taglebu, Damian Diaz, Adel Hermak, and Hussein Fadel. And in fairness to him, those players had helped the club climb to their lofty position now, despite limitations on the club's budget and squad depth. It seems strange that in a league where chronic turnover is the norm, erring on the side of continuity might have cost an otherwise successful coach's job. Former Al Jazeera coach Abel Braga is reportedly the favorite to take over for Pizarro, with the club's under-21 coach serving as a caretaker manager in between, including for the Champions League playoff and their upcoming league game against Banyas. And former Al Wada coach Joseph Hickersberger and Saudi football legend Sami Al Jaber, who's now the director of football at Qatari club Al Arabi, are also in the running to fill the position. And speaking of the Asian Champions League, there is one other Emirati club trying to join compatriots Al Ahly and Al Ain in the group stage. Al Jazeera face a trip to Uzbekistan to take on Bunyad Core next week, and they do so after coach Eric Gerrits bolstered the defense with the signing of Bashir Said from Ahly. Now, Jazeera are by far the top scorers in the AGL with 43 goals in 15 games, but their 28 goals allowed is only topped by Ajman with 32 and Kalba with 34. And by the way, those are the two teams occupying the relegation positions at this particular point in time. But Gerrits seems convinced that Said and then youngster Saif Kalfan can form a good partnership at the back and address Jazeera's glaring Achilles heel. The attack certainly seems in fine fettle, although it is worth noting that three players, Mirko Vucinic with 19, Ali Babcoot with 10, and Manuel Lanzini with 6. Those three have 35 of Jazeera's 43 league goals. No one else has more than 2. Now, Al Ahly's high-profile signing, Everton Ribeiro, got off to a flying start against Sharjah, but the Brazilian and his new teammates came back to earth against Al-Shabaab, losing 1-0 in the Masmar derby. How a side featuring Ribeiro, Usama Asaidi, who, by the way, arrived from Liverpool, Carlos Munoz, Luis Jimenez, and Ismail Al-Hamadi can be still be so blunt in attack is surprising. And there is talk Ali are still in search of a striker before this transfer window closes. And as it has a day or two at most left, they're going to have to really step on things because they certainly don't want another problem like they had with Hugo Viana last time around, where trying to squeeze through a deal at the last minute left them with a player they didn't want for the rest of the season before the next window opened. And also, Shabab coach Caio Jr. expressed public surprise that Ribeiro signed for Al Ahly when Manchester United were reportedly very interested suitors. And he said, quote, "The Brazilian media would really like to understand the mystery of Ribeiro's transmission to the Arabian Gulf League," end quote. Now, maybe that was just a clever bit of mind games from Caio Jr., but it's probably not out of order to ask why a promising young player would leave Brazil and go to the UAE with some of the biggest names in Europe inquiring about his services. Now, as for Al Ain, there's good news and bad news. The good news is that leading scorer Asamoah Gyan will be back with the side after Ghana lost in the African Cup of Nations final to Ivory Coast in heartbreaking fashion, going all the way to the goalkeepers taking penalty kicks. And Al Ain are still joint top of the AGL with Al Jazeera despite his absence. Now, they're both level on 33 points, although Jazeera are technically ahead at this point because they have the head-to-head tiebreaker. The bad news? Omar Abdulrahman is injured. Again. The Emirati playmaker suffered a third-degree muscle strain against Al-Shabaab last week, and he'll be sidelined for at least 3 weeks. Now, this came just 72 hours after the national team got off their 15-hour return flight from Australia at the Asian Cup, where Abdulrahman played 6 matches in a compressed time frame. And that after he had been out for more than a month. Basically, he played in the Gulf Cup of Nations, and then he was on the shelf for Al Ain, coming back only for the UAE's first Asian Cup group match. So it would seem a curious way to just roll him out and then assume he'll be as good as ever. Now, to his credit and to defend the club, the player said he felt no pressure from club officials or coach Zlatko Dalic to return to the field so quickly. But you would hope that clubs would show more care when handling such precious resources. Now, at the other end of the table, Calva continued to look up at everyone with 4 points from 15 matches. Ajman, Sharjah, Fujairah, Emirates, and Al Dhafra seemed destined to fight amongst themselves to avoid joining Calva in relegation. Sharjah in particular looked troubled. They scored just 16 goals in 15 matches, and half of those came in wins against Calva and Ajman, scoring 4 goals in each. Now, Ivan Hasek appears to have turned things around at Fujairah since arriving in December, but his club have matches coming up against Al Ain, Al Ahly, Al Nasser, and, by the way, a postponed match from earlier in the season against Al Ain again. That's really going to put that revival to a stern test. And this week, week 16, you got Thursday, tomorrow, you have Emirates against Al Jazeera. Al Huwada beat Fibanias in a game that's really going to garner some attention, if only to see how Al Huwada react to suddenly letting Jose Pizarro go. And Al Nasser v. Al Shabaab, which is a pretty spicy game of its own up in Dubai. Friday, you have Al Ain v. Ajman and Al Ahly v. Al Wasl, another fun one. And then with Al Dhafra against Fujairah and then Calba v. Sharjah rounding out the week on Saturday. And again, the next week, on Wednesday the 17th, you have the Asian Champions League playoffs, which will determine whether the UAE could have as few as 2 or as many as 4 teams competing in the top-tier club competition in Asia. You've been listening to The Kickabout. This podcast was edited by Marwan Al-Hamadi and produced by the National's Multimedia Desk. Follow the Multimedia Desk on Twitter at NSVUAE and the sports desk at NATSportUAE. Yes, folks, that's a new handle, so please do update your bookmarks. I'm Paul Freeland. Thanks for listening.